Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, September 29th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the question of whether the amazing new technologies in the field of energy will allow mankind to achieve a new golden era of almost cost-free energy, as has been predicted, or whether government, through its incredible appetite for power, control, expansion, wars, famines, death, and destruction, will destroy humanity first, or at least block its way forward. I became interested in this idea when I read R.J. Rummel's book, Death by Government, where Mr. Rummel chronicled the hundreds of millions of people killed by various governments of the world in the previous 100 years. His book was written in the 1990s. But the story again came to my attention when I read an article in the Washington Post dated September 19th entitled The Coming Era of Unlimited and Free Clean Energy. The article was written by Mr. Vivek Wadhwa. First, let's look at what must happen for us to power our automobiles right now, today, to get the gasoline you burn in your car. Number one, crude oil has to be pumped from a field in the Middle East. Number two, pumped through a pipeline to a dock. And three, pumped onto a ship. Four, the ship travels thousands of miles across the ocean to a refinery. Five, it is pumped to a storage tank. Six, it is pumped from that storage tank into a distillation tower, where seven, it is heated and condensed into gasoline. And eight, the gasoline is pumped into another storage tank. Then nine, pumped hundreds of miles through a pipeline to a distributor storage tank, where 10, it is pumped into a semi-truck that drives it to a gasoline station storage tank, where 11, you finally pump it into your car, which 12, sends it to your engine. 90% of the energy from all of this pumping and transporting and refining becomes waste heat rather than moving you forward where you want to go. The new energy revolution projected by the people working on it today would allow you to produce electricity in your own home without losing any power in transmission lines with no middlemen by storing power in the new battery systems now coming online, simpler, cleaner, and more efficient, they promise us. In Mr. Wadhwa's article, he describes the solar energy field now as akin to the cell phone and internet world of the early 90s. In the 1980s, developers were skeptical, saying coverage for cell phones would always be patchy, costs were exorbitant, and would limit production. But by the year 2000, there were more than 100 million cell phones in use, and now there are billions, even the poorest people around the world have them. That is where we are with solar energy, according to the article. Right now, solar accounts for less than one-half of 1% of U.S. electric generation. Well then, having said that, where does electricity come from? Well, quite simply, it comes from coal. 39% of it comes from coal. So it is fair to say that electric cars are powered by coal in the long run because they run on electricity, which comes from coal. 20% of electricity comes from nuclear, but only 13% from renewables, such as hydroelectric, geothermal, wind, and solar. Mr. Stephen Petranek, in his article, The End of Energy as You Know It, tells us that there are currently 65 nuclear power plants operating in 31 states. But the disadvantage of nuclear is that no one wants a nuclear power plant built in his backyard. Also, they are very expensive to build. No place to store the spent fuel rods. So not a very likely option. We are left then with solar, Mr. Petranek says. He says that the downs that solar has experienced in recent years has been mostly caused by the Chinese, who heavily subsidize their solar producers and have driven costs into the basement. The World Bank tells us that China is now the world's number one investor in solar. other companies could not match their competition and went under or were bought by Chinese conglomerates. This is where, I suppose, Solyndra went, subsidized heavily by the United States, but not nearly as heavily as the Chinese subsidized their company. Solyndra operated for a few weeks and went into bankruptcy, taking hundreds of millions of U.S. taxpayer dollars with it. But according to the article, the survivors are poised to lead the huge potential market and the world of energy. Predictions by Mr. Pradhanik. Predictions of him and futurists, quoted by the Washington Post. Number one, solar doubles every 2 years and has done so for 30 years. That's more than just a prediction. That's a fact. Only six more doublings are 14 years, and solar would meet 100% of U.S. energy needs. Also a fact. Number two, inexpensive renewable sources will provide more than the world needs in less than 20 years, and even then, we will tap only 1/10,000th of the sun's potential capability. That is their prediction. Within a decade, solar will be so cheap, fossil fuel systems will be obsolete. Municipal power companies will be in bankruptcy because every home and business will have its own solar system, as will each individual vehicle. Governments are fully behind solar, so that is enough in and of itself to foul up the system. So it is predicted by these people that we are heading into a new era of abundance where the basic needs of us all are met through advancing technologies. On the other side of the argument, there are those who say coal is still king and will be for a long, long time to come. They say it is extremely foolish to say that America could run on renewable energy since they only account for 13% of U.S. production. In my mind, it is a race between advancing technology against the dead weight of government. Will it spend us into oblivion or annihilate us in World War III or IV? Who will win? Who knows? Time will tell. But if I were a gambling man, I would not want to bet against the people who run the U.S. government and those who run them. It is pretty good at what it does, that being death and destruction. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.